preach what God has laid upon our heart for today. Isn't God good to us? Amen. I tell you, God is good to us. And His blessings are upon us. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. All right. Turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1. 1 Peter, chapter number 1. 1 Peter, chapter number 1. And I want to begin reading in verse number 17. 1 Peter chapter 1. The Bible said, "And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work,
Amen.
Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Now may the Lord add His blessing to that portion of Scripture. And let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, I've certainly enjoyed the Sunday school hour this morning and the good Word of God that was received there. I thank you, Lord, for the good spirit I see in the hearts of your people this morning and for your divine presence here in the house of God. I thank you for the song service. It's blessed my heart to hear the choir sing again. To have the ring they had this morning in the sing was a blessing to my heart. I love the old time songs. I pray now, Father, that you'd bless Brother Hall and help me to be a blessing to the people as they have been a blessing to me this day. May the Spirit of God anoint me fresh and anew with the Holy Ghost. Fill me, I pray, with wisdom and grace and knowledge and understanding. I do ask you to provide liberty. May the power and the presence of our God through the Holy Ghost be experienced in every heart and every life under the sound of my voice today, and may precious souls be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and may your people, as we sang, truly be revived, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you now, and you may be seated. I want to read a couple of verses is where I'll be really drawing our thought from this morning and preaching, mentioning several of them and several other verses as well. But in verse number 18, Brother Peter is writing here, and he talks about redemption. He says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers." Well, Brother Peter, if we was not redeemed with those corruptible things as silver and gold, if we couldn't buy our way into heaven, if we could not purchase our own redemption, then please tell me how we are to get to heaven. He answers that in the next verse. "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." And I want to preach, if I can, for a little while this morning on the thought of the blessing of redemption.
Amen.
Being purchased, being redeemed, not by corruptible things, but by the precious blood of the Son of God. Now I want to remind us again this morning, I want to keep you reminded as we preach through this book. once again today of the purpose of the writing of 1 Peter. Here he is exhorting the people, and he's testifying to them that what is written down for their learning and their admonition is the true grace of God. And he goes on to say, wherein you stand. That is, you are living in the grace of God. I want you to understand, Peter says, that I'm exhorting you and I'm testifying to you by personal experience. I can say these things, that what you're living in is the pure grace of God. And I don't know any better way to remind us of the pure grace of God than to preach or to remind us of our redemption, that we was brought out of the slave market of sin. We were sold under sin, and we were under the sentence of death. But thank God that the Lord Jesus came to where we were in that sentence of death and purchased us out of the slave market of sin, and consequently brought us out of that market. And at the same time, God did away with the sentence of death. And rather than death, death was swallowed up in victory. Amen. And now we have life. I'm glad, thank God, that I'm alive today. Amen. I'm alive twice. I'm alive in the flesh, but I want to say I'm alive in the spirit as well. And if you're here without God today, if you're here lost without Jesus today, you're still under the sentence of death. You're still under condemnation. You're still lost. But thank God, those of us that have been redeemed, hallelujah, we no longer live under the sentence of death. Now, that'd be a terrible way, as I look back at that, that'd be a terrible way to live. To know that all of my lifetime, that death hung over my head. That all I had to look forward to was a hole in the ground and then a hole in hell after that. How sad of a story that is. But thank God, by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, ladies and gentlemen, we have been redeemed. Thank God, I've been bought with a price, and I'm no longer my own. Amen. He said in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, he said, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? I tell you, we all ought to take a little lesson there. That this body is the temple of the Spirit of God. And you oughtn't to defile the temple. If you defile your body in any way, or sin against your body, or do your body harm when you know you ought not to, you are damaging the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost of God. He dwells within you, ladies and gentlemen. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Amen. And that price is the precious blood of the Son of God. And Paul goes on to say, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. May I say to you, when God bought you out of that slave market of sin, He purchased you lock, stock, and barrel. He owns your body, your soul, and your spirit. They all belong to Him. As a matter of fact, He's a twice owner of us. Hallelujah to God. He created us and He owns us by creation, right? But thank God, He's redeemed us and He owns us by redemption price as well. And that price was the precious blood of the only begotten Son of God. There's three questions that I want to deal with this morning, and try to ask these questions very quickly. Then I'll bring four small points to the message that I find in the text, and we'll be done. I want to ask this question, number one. We've been redeemed from what? What did God redeem us from? Well, there's many things that I could say. Many things that I could preach this morning that we have been redeemed from. Remember, we were in the slave market of sin. Sin was our taskmaster, and we obeyed sin in the flesh. Amen. And in the spirit. And the sentence of death hang over us. Whoa, hallelujah. But God brought us out of that and redeemed us. So really, what have we been redeemed from? I want to say, first of all, we have been redeemed from an empty life. Look at verse number 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. You know what that word vain means? It means empty. You know what the word conversation means? It means life. And Peter is saying that we have been redeemed from an empty life. Lord, I know there's some of you in here this morning that thinks the life of the sinner is a wonderful life. Oh, I mean, you can have a great time. You can live out in the world. You can sin against God. You can sin against the house of God. You can sin against the Holy Ghost and give your flesh all that it wants of this world and have a grand old time. But I want to say to you that that life is an empty life, ladies and gentlemen. I just began to live the day the Lord found me and purchased me out of the slave market of sin, coming to where I was, hallelujah, down in that horrible pit. And God delivered us by the marvelous grace of God from a very empty life that we were living. Amen. There was no fulfillment in that life. I tried to find fulfillment in everything that you can imagine. And I found nothing that satisfied. May I get just plumb right down where we're living? I looked for satisfaction and fulfillment in a booze bottle. And I realized when I got saved, I realized every Sunday morning that there was no fulfillment in drinking liquor. I want to say to you this morning, praise God, a man that'll drink liquor ain't right in his mind. Well, the man that will guzzle the booze has not got an ounce of common sense. Why on earth would you want to drink something that would cause you to spend the night around a porcelain altar? Now you'll catch up my slow freight after a while. I'm talking about the commode. Amen. Why would you want to spend your money on something and think that that's life? There's folks that have tried to find fulfillment in dope and drugs. Oh, I'm telling you, this meth deal is really a booming, ladies and gentlemen, in our country. Somebody said, oh, my kids would never do it. Some of them may already be doing it, and you're not wise enough to realize what's going on. I'm going to tell you what you better do. You better start watching your kids' eyes, how they look in them eyeballs. I'm going to tell you the first sign, ladies and gentlemen, of liquor, the first sign of drugs, dope, marijuana, meth, or whatever, is in them eyeballs. And I'm going to tell you, you better start watching your child's eyes and watching their attitude and their behavior. And if it ain't right, there's something going on that ought not to be going on in their lives. Amen. You think there's fulfillment in that. You'll send your soul to hell for a 3-minute high. God have mercy. I'm higher right now than most of you has ever been in your life. Praise God, I'm floating on cloud nine. But I'm not high on a drug. Praise God, I'm high on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I can get just as high on Him as I want to get. Amen. Some of you need to get there. That's what I'm talking about. Praise God, you can't live there all the time. It'll kill you. Flesh can't handle it. I'm going to tell you, the flesh can't handle all of God, ladies and gentlemen. But praise God, I sure would like to try. I know that little bride said, stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples. I'm sick of love. She said, praise God, I've done got so much of God, I'm sick. But prop me up so I can have a little more. Hallelujah. He's made me weak and He's made me faint. And I'm telling you, if you can ever get enough of God that way, amen, you'll find some real enrichment and fulfillment in your life. Hallelujah to God. I know that's right. Praise the Lamb of God. Ephesians 2:12 says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. We sang that song, Standing on the Promises. May I say, until you were redeemed, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't have a promise to stand on. You've heard that old saying about somebody that got in trouble, this, that, and they say he didn't have a leg to stand on. Praise God, you didn't have a promise to stand on. Amen. But oh, thank God. Great. We were without promise, but listen to the rest of it. And having no hope, and without God, oh my goodness, without God in this world. But I like these next two little words, but now. Woo! Thank God for that little three-letter word, but. But now. In Christ Jesus. Ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Anybody want to be brought nigh by the blood this morning? Anybody living an empty life today? You've tried everything, liquor, booze, drugs, dancing, carousing. You've even tried pornography on the net and a few other things, and you have found no fulfillment in it whatsoever. Amen. I won't say when I met Him that day at the well, I got well satisfied. Amen. When I started drinking from the well, I got well satisfied. I'm happy in Jesus. Them girls, two of them girls, a brother Doug's and one of them, of Tammy's, spent the night with Miss Hall and I on Friday night. And yesterday evening, about 5:30 or so, we took them down to McDonald's. And Miss Hall and I were standing in there ordering. I heard a black boy saying, "Brother Hall! Hey, Brother Hall!" And I turned around and looked and I said, "What in the world does he want?" And I looked out the drive-thru and there's Sister Rickard out there just waving. Somebody said, does that help you? You better believe it does. I remember the day she called me and talked to him and she got saved by the grace of God. I want to ask you a question. Why don't you ladies get saved when I'm gone? Kelly got saved when I'm gone. Miss Jennifer got saved when I'm gone. Praise God, may finally leave for a whole 2 or 3 weeks, the whole church gets saved. Amen. Praise God, and those of you that aren't saved, get a recapping. Hallelujah. Be good for us. Amen. But now, ladies and gentlemen, you were without Christ, but now by the blood of the Lamb, you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen. Amen. I won't say secondly, how not only did you have an empty life, but you had an aimless life. Proverbs 4:2 said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings."
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's people in here today that are leading an aimless life.
Amen.
That's right. They don't really know where they're going. You know why? Because they're lost and they know they're not going to heaven. And they're blind and too blind to believe they'll die and go to hell. I'm telling you, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that don't believe, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe. You're happy in life because you're blinded to the truth. Praise God, if God just open up your spiritual eyeballs, amen. and let you look up one time into the face of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God in love and mercy and in pity for your soul died upon Calvary's tree. You can only look into those eyes of His one time and see the love of God. Woo! Amen! I talked about checking out the eyes when boys is on liquor and dope. Look into the eyes of Jesus one time. Buddy, you'll see a different look. Hallelujah to God. By the way, He not only thinks upon you, but His eyes run to and fro through the earth, beholding both the good and the evil. God's listening to you, and God's watching you right now. Amen. Thanks be unto God. But I'm going to tell you how to aimless life. Somebody said, what do you mean an aimless life? Live from day to day.
Right. Amen.
Most folks have no thought whatsoever for tomorrow.
Amen.
And I know as Christians we sing that song, I just live from day to day. And that's good.
Amen.
But for a sinner, that ain't very good. We might live from day to day, but we've also got to hold on to the future.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. And son of lost man has no hope on the future whatsoever.
Right.
You're just floating through life aimlessly.
Yeah.
Have no plans. You have nothing in mind. Tell you, I love to hear that old song Brother Don Anderson used to sing it all the time, him and his wife and them boys. He said, I was nobody going nowhere. Then a man came along whose name was Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I was headed nowhere.
Right.
Lost and a nobody going nowhere.
Amen.
But then a man came along. Hallelujah to God. And he told me that I could be free. Bless His wonderful name. And if the Son make you free indeed. And thank God He set me free on that day. Bought me. Redeemed me. Redeemed, oh how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by His infinite mercy. A child and forever I am. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, you better believe it. Is anybody listening to me this morning? Some of you folks that are saved ought to be shouting it out. To know that you were standing there on that auction block. You know what I read in the paper? I read about these two 10-year-old boys that took an 8-inch concrete block to a 53-year-old Vietnam homeless veteran and took that concrete block and mashed him in the face with it. He lived through it. And told the police that those boys were the most vicious boys that had ever seen. I'm talking about 10 years old. And the paper said when they come walking into the courtroom, and justly so, said they had on enlarged orange jumpsuits that was too big to fit them, handcuffed by the hands and chains on the feet of 10-year-old boys. I want to say to you as a lost sinner, you're in worse shape than that.
Amen.
You're handcuffed by sin.
Amen.
And you're shackled by sin.
Amen.
Praise God, and your life is an aimless life.
Amen.
The life of those boys are going nowhere. Buddy, they throwed their life down the drain. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm telling you, some of you better get a hold of God before your life goes down the drain.
Amen.
Amen. There's no getting out of it.
Amen.
That horrible pit that sinner was in, he found no standing. The more he struggled to get out, the deeper he got. That's exactly what some of you is doing, struggling on your own to get out. And the more you struggle, the deeper you get in your sin. Come on in the house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thought we might chat a little bit this morning, but I don't. And I was a nobody going nowhere. I've already mentioned this, but it's a Slavic life. Somebody said, what do you mean, preacher? I mean a life that is a slave to the sin, to sin and to the devil. Listen to what Romans said in Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, is servants ye are to whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness. Let me ask you, which one you in this morning? Who you obeying this morning? You're obeying sin this morning. Somebody said, oh, I just can't break this habit, and I just can't break that habit. I'm going to tell you there's some habits that are hard to break, but I'm going to tell you they can be broken. I've heard them say everybody's got a drink. Ain't nothing wrong with just a sociable drink. What they want to do is just have a little bit of sin. Yeah. And all of God.
Amen. Go ahead.
They don't work that way, friend.
Amen.
Now I know what young boys and girls think. I want to be kind of footloose and fancy free. I've got plenty of time. I wouldn't bet on it.
Right. Amen.
Ronnie Hessen thought he had plenty of time, but he found out different.
Amen.
I don't even know the boy, but I pulled off of the Arlington exit going down to Doug and Lisa's for his Black Day 40. He's 4-0. Big Black Day 40. They've got a monument down there. To a boy right as you come off that exit and run, you could run right to a boy by the name of Blanton that died as just a young boy right there.
Amen.
Thought he had his life before him, but he died right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
16, 17-year-old boy. You listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
That was on Christmas Eve. How sad.
Amen.
These people, you know I'm not a slave to what I'm doing. Well, why don't you stop doing it?
Amen.
Some of y'all still sucking cigarettes.
Amen.
Won't you stop doing it?
Amen.
Oh, I can't. Baloney, I did.
Amen.
And from the looks of things, I'm going to have to investigate some houses and check on some scissors. Why in the world some of you going backwards?
Amen.
I won't charge you nothing for that.
Amen.
I've told you a long time ago, if you got the brass to do it, I got the brass to preach on it.
Amen.
And you women know that your hair is your glory.
Amen.
That's Bible.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when a lot of folks bother, I'm going to tell you what they're trying to do is act like the rest of the world and be in style. God, I don't want my wife to look like some man.
Amen.
Saw one in a restaurant the other day, and I sat over, I said, on one of the servers, I asked my wife, what is that, a woman or a man? She said, from this position, I cannot tell. I'm talking about a bird.
Amen.
Praise God, we need to act like Christians. If we're saved and redeemed and brought out of the slave market of sin, we don't have to act like the world. God's given us a power to overcome the world. Oh, He said, hey, be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. Hallelujah. I won't charge y'all nothing for that. I know it makes some of you madder than wet harness, but that's all right.
Praise
God.
Truth.
Truth's the truth.
Amen.
I've had the truth preached to me before and had to get right about it.
Amen.
As a pastor.
Amen.
Since I've been here.
Amen.
I've had to get right about some things. I better go on.
Amen.
I want to say secondly. Redeemed by what? He said, not with earth's costliest treasures, silver and gold. Boy, it died. He got real quiet. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Silver and gold, the two most costliest metals on earth. And he said, you there still don't have the power to redeem your soul. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Help me out. Amen. Hallelujah. May I say that blood, number one, is a precious blood. Hallelujah to God. Listen, what the Lord said in Exodus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Do you realize how precious blood really is to God, ladies and gentlemen? When Cain slew Abel, the Lord went to him and said, the blood of your brother crieth out from the earth. I'm telling you, blood is a precious commodity. It's something that nobody can live without. You can take out one of my kidneys, praise God, and I can live. Take out my tonsils and I'll make it. Take out my adenoids, I can go ahead. You can even take out part of a man's liver and he'll make it. Take out his colon, he can live. Take out part of his small intestine, he can live.
Right.
But you cannot take out his blood and that man will live, buddy.
Amen.
The life of the flesh is in the blood. Jesus said, I have given it unto you for an atonement. Upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. And it was so precious, ladies and gentlemen, that Abel's blood cried out in the earth. May I say that its blood is so precious, just blood, that the Lord said if you take a beast in honey and you, when you slay that beast, you better bury that beast's blood.
Amen.
Wonder how many of us do that when we kill a deer.
Amen.
Blood's precious.
Amen.
But you know what made the blood of Jesus so precious? I'm going to tell you what made the blood of Jesus precious. It wasn't the blood of Abel. It wasn't the blood of animals.
Amen.
That blood's precious blood because it was God's blood. Come on in the house.
Yes.
Praise God, it was God's blood.
Amen.
I'm talking about the Lord God Almighty. It was God's blood. See, the man is responsible for the blood that his children produce.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? As a rule, they'll have that man's blood.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't Joseph's blood in the veins of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost overshadowed him. And what overshadowed her and what was conceived in her was of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Oh, and Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father. And it was God's blood, ladies and gentlemen. Can you get a hold of that? I'm talking about God the Creator. I'm talking about God of the universe. Put His blood in the human veins and let that blood be drawn from His veins and carried it personally back to the mercy seat in heaven and placed it upon the altar in the Holy of Holies and made an atonement for your sin. That's how He bought you.
Amen.
Praise God, you're not your own. You don't belong to you. You don't do, if you're saved and do it righteously, what you want to do. You do what God wants you to do. You might be amazed at what I'd do if I'd done what this flesh wants. That's why, Brother Mark, I can't get a hold of these guys that are preaching this sinless perfection. Apparently, they don't see this body, this flesh, like I do. Brother Roloff said he drug around this old body of death everywhere he went.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But he is to be dealt with on a daily basis.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
This flesh cries out for sin.
Amen.
This flesh cries out for worldly allurements and entertainments.
Right.
And if you turn it loose,
yes, sir.
Like Brother Steve said this morning, a man can forget that he was purged from his old sin.
Amen.
God help us.
Yes, sir.
God help us. We better beat our flesh and bring it under.
Amen.
Especially as a preacher. Because when we preach to others, we become a castaway.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I've been going through some trying times. Now, some of you, I ain't said nothing to y'all about it. But I'm telling you, I've been going through some real tough times in my heart and life. And I thought, Lord, I'm not praying like I used to. And I thought, I got to the point, I said, Lord, you probably wouldn't even, I don't even know where to start and how to pray like I used to. I come in here and prayed last night. And son, I'm telling you, God helped me to pray.
Amen.
And I headed up that driveway in my truck, and the Holy Ghost said, I ain't left you, son.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Just keep on praying like you're praying. I ain't went nowhere. Hallelujah to God. He's still hanging around, glory to God. Now, I'm going to tell you, God's hanging around you today, and God's hanging around me today. Thank God that we've been redeemed, we've been bought, we've been purchased by the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And notice it did say Christ, because Christ is the all-eternal one. Jesus is an earthly body, but Christ is an all-eternal one. Hey, woo, praise God. Brother Jerome, when you take a lap for me, hallelujah to God. Glory to God, I'm telling you. Amen, I'm like Brother Brown. Glory, amen. I've got to get out of here. Hallelujah. To know that Christ loved me enough, that God loved me enough, that the all-eternal one went down the cross and purchased me out of the slave market of sin and redeemed me.
Amen.
Do you know what the word redeemed, real meaning, back meaning of it is? It means to be owned once by somebody and lost and then bought again. God owned Adam before the fall.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerome.
You're welcome, praise the Lord.
I couldn't do it, but he done it for me.
Amen.
Before Adam fell, God owned us. And he lost it. We became lost. But thank God by the precious blood of Christ. He that owned us once and we sinned and were lost, thank God he's found us. Woo! Now I could say this morning, don't nobody fall out. He has redeemed unto himself a peculiar people. He has redeemed unto himself. He has. I'm going to tell you, if y'all start giving God more glory in your life, you could act like I'm acting.
Amen.
Now, I don't even know where it's at. I don't even know where it's at. Listen carefully. It's the powerful blood of Christ. It stayed the death angel during Israel's redemption in Egypt. In Exodus 12:13, the Lord said, and the blood shall be for a token upon your houses where you are. Let me ask you something. You got any blood on your house? I'm not talking about that one made out of wood, folks. Woo! I'm talking about that tabernacle. Glory to God. You got any blood on it? Said it'll be a token. He said, when I see the blood, thank God, I wish Archie was here today to say it's still the blood that saves from sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Brother Hall. It's still the blood that saves from sin. Bless His wonderful name. Amen and amen. What a powerful blood that we have that will So when he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. I got to hurry. It's a pardoning blood of Christ as well. Isaiah 55:17 said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thanks be unto God. He said, let the wicked man forsake his way. I'm telling you, is there any wicked in here this morning? Forsake your way and return to the Lord. And the Bible doesn't say he'll just pardon. He said he will abundantly pardon. Amen. He'll not just do a little bit. When God does the job, whoo, he does the job right. Hallelujah to God. Better believe what I'm. He abundantly pardons. He abundantly pardons.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm about to have a spell. I think I'll just back off and have a spell, and y'all can do whatever you want to do. Go home whenever you want to go.
Amen.
Amen. It's pardoning blood. Thank God I'm pardoned. You know what the word pardon is? It doesn't mean that you did not commit the crime. It means you're guilty.
Amen.
But I'm going to justify you. I'm going to pardon you.
Amen.
I'm going to let you go. You're guilty. You ought to die, but I'm going to let you go.
Amen.
Well, why? Christ's blood.
Amen.
Thank God he'll pardon
Amen.
Us. Praise his wonderful name, he'll pardon us.
Yes,
he'll pardon. I remember the day he pardoned me. Woo. Hallelujah to God. Amen. When he said, you're justified, you're justified. I'm going to pardon you. You're free to go. And I'm telling you, the prison door swung open. And I'm telling you, I walked out and looked around and said, hallelujah. We're going to move to the left. Going to move to the right. Going to move a little higher because I want to go there. When he calls my number, and I want to go there. When he calls my name. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't it good to be saved and be free? I'm glad. Thank God I'm free. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Pardon by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I won't see it. Say it's a peacemaking blood. Colossians 1:20 said, being made, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, we were at enmity with God. We had to be reconciled with God.
Amen.
And it's by the blood
Yes.
that we're reconciled.
Amen.
By the blood. No other way. It's not by silver and gold that we were redeemed from our vain conversation. Passed down to us by the tradition of our fathers. But by the precious blood of Christ.
Amen.
Woo! As a lamb slain, foreordained before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Now I want to say redeemed for what? Now I just got one thing there to say. To glorify God.
Amen.
Our redemption, get this now. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I'm saved. It's a fact. Redemption is a fact. Somebody said, you have a Bible on that? Sure I do. For as much as you know.
Amen.
What it says right there in verse 18. For as much as you know. That you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold. Said, you know that.
Amen.
That's a fact. Now I may have Jerome to run again. It's not only a fact.
Amen.
It's an assured fact. He said that.
Yep.
For as much as you know. Not only a fat man and a sure fat. I said, oh, I don't know if it really happened or not. Oh, praise God, I don't have a doubt in my mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's an assured fact that Jesus shed his precious blood. Thank God it's not in that Muslim bunch. I'm going to hurt Brother Jerome's feelings. I wish Tony Blair would bomb the devil out of that bunch of Iranians over there. Amen. They're not going to let you preach to them. They're reprobates. They're going to hell. They're reprobates. They believe in Allah. They're going to hell.
Amen.
Praise God. Allah didn't get do nothing for me. And I wouldn't bow to that crowd. They ain't cut my head off. Do what they want, but I'm not bound to that crowd.
Amen.
And I'll tell you another crowd I'm not bound to. We had a bunch of papers laid out here on the car this week. I'm not bound to a bunch of sodomites. Amen.
Amen.
When I was a boy growing up, I told a guy yesterday, I said, we called them queers.
Right.
I said, I don't like it. I wouldn't care whether you like it or not. I'm not bound to that crowd.
Right.
Somebody said, they'll shut you down. Yeah, bless God, they might get shut down. Come on now. Oh, Brother Hall, you got to preserve the station. No, we got to preserve righteousness.
Amen.
Bunch of sodomites. Wanting their way about everything. Now, I want to say four things and I'm done. Redemption. Now, some of you ain't going to like this. Redemption was purposed. The Bible says redemption is not an afterthought of God when man, that is Adam, sinned. God didn't scratch his head and say, well, I'm going to have to come up with another plan. My Bible tells me who verily was foreordained when? Before the foundation of the world, ladies and gentlemen. You can't argue with that. That's the Bible. God purposed His Son to die before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Not a matter of fact of was He going to die. It's a matter of fact of when He was going to die. In fact, verse 10 said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come to you.
I'm
going to get into tonight's message. It was foreordained, Acts 1:23, old Brother Peter said, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and thy wicked hands have crucified.
Amen.
I see also in our text, redemption provided. It said, but was manifest in these last times.
Amen.
For you. God manifested it.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I don't believe Christ died. I'm telling you, it wasn't done in secret.
Right. Amen.
And this crowd and the way they're perverting Jesus today, I'm so sick of them.
Yes, sir.
Some idiot made a chocolate Jesus and showed the scourge marks and everything where He was supposed to have been crucified, scourged and crucified. Made out a full-size scale man made out of chocolate. Some woman done a skit somewhere on TV, on a talk show or on something. And you know what the name of her skit was? My one night stand with God. I'm telling you, the world is perverted and the world is going to hell.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
No one night stand with God.
Amen.
Praise God, I've had a whole lot of nights with God. But not the way that heifer was talking about.
Amen.
They let that mess come on news and blow it up big, the liberal news media would. If I was you, I wouldn't listen to that crowd and I wouldn't read no more in the paper than what I had to.
Amen.
One night stand with God. God, I give her a one-night stand. Come on. Redemption was provided. It was manifest. Redemption was proved. That raised him, in verse 21, raised him up from the dead. God proved it. Shed blood, raised up, proof, evidence. And may I say, lastly, in closing, that redemption is possessed.
Amen.
Who by him do believe in God?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why people can't believe in God. They don't have him.
Amen.
By him. Believe in God. Anybody in here lost today? Never been redeemed?
Amen.
Anybody in here that's saved and you just like to come and say, Lord, I want to thank you for redeeming my soul.
Amen.
I could be going to hell today, but Lord, you bought me.
Amen.
And you can say, he's mine and I'm his. And may I say that none shall be lost. Not one. He's never lost one yet. He's not about to start today. Well, I'm telling you, the churches and people, including preachers, and I'm talking about from the pulpit out, we're living in slippery times, folks. But we're living in difficult times when it's easy to slip and slide. It seems like there's no footing, nothing solid. And I don't know how, but I'm telling you, he'll bring it all together. And when he does, they'll all be there. He's not going to lose. Neither will he leave one behind.
Amen.
They said that movie about the first of the seventh calf. General Moore, Colonel Moore at the time, said, we'll not leave one behind. He said, I'll be the first to put my foot on the soil, and I'll be the last one to pull off. And he was. And he didn't leave a man. Jesus was the first fruits. Put his foot on it. And brought it off. And I'm telling you, we're going to find out tonight that there's coming a day when he's going to consummate this thing and bring it all together. Bring it all together. Bless his name. The blessing of redemption. Let's stand together.